Bobby Cannavale, what city are we in? Atlanta. Yeah. You get lost. hey, eventful night for you. LCQ and Weston Pike going for Tib Fib the whole time. Luckily, you held on. Talk about the LCQ, first of all.
Yeah, I think he could have been a little meaner. Me and Weston, luckily, are good buddies. You know, he was nice. We raced hard but clean. You know, if we got together, I know it's the last transfer spot. We would have been good. But I did hold him off there right to the end. You know, it was a good race.
You knew it was him?
I did know it was him. I figured it out. You know, all in all, you know, rode good there. Kind of struggled with lap times this morning. Just know I'm a racer. You know, we get to the race and I pick it up. The main, man, I was all the way outside. I had the worst gate there. I just tucked under everyone. Ended up coming out, you know, 19th, and really was on a tear. I rode pretty good. You know, I got myself up to 13th, I believe, with four laps left. I was even still, I believe, inching maybe on Tickle, if not staying the same, and kind of battling Brayton there. And then I ended up getting a flat right when Brayton got on me. So I tried to ride a lap with him, and about killed us both, and decided I should probably pull it in because I felt my wheel wobbling, and I really didn't want to blow that out and end my season, you know, doing something stupid like that. So
what do you think of the track tonight? I liked it. It was different and it was kind of cool, but it seemed like in the racing it didn't translate because everyone had a nice gap. It was hard to make up time. Talk about the track.
Yeah, you know, it was really hard for us to pass this evening. They didn't really have proper bowl turns. It was really tight, kind of first gear in a couple sections, believe it or not. And they made some options, which was cool, but it kind of, you know, it really didn't make for good racing. It was tough to really make the threes and the fours and stuff in the rhythms. And that made for interesting racing, I'm sure, throughout the pack. But, you know I picked a couple guys off myself doing some harder threes and the harder rhythms that I'm sure the leaders were probably struggling with here and there as well. So.
All right, so the big news today looks like for next week you're going to find yourself on a new new Yamaha team.
Yeah, Yamaha is placing me over at the NFAB team over there with Alan Brown and them. I'm not 100% sure of the sponsors right now, so I don't want to list them off. But
NFAB Ty Lube will do well.
All right, perfect. But, you know, this evening Velocity 3 housed me for one more event. And, you know, we snuck it in, and they gave me everything they had this year, and I can't thank them enough. But, you know, I think some of the funds were just insufficient at this point, and we can no longer go racing. Luckily, Yamaha is really, really stepping up for me and really going to take care of me for the rest of the season, and I can't thank them enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they really, really are looking out for my best interest and racing's best interest. They know, you know, I've been in the main, and they need another bike out there, and I'm glad to be on it, and I'm super, super pumped to stay on my Yamaha and continue racing this season. I'm excited about it.
Look, there's no cutting any bones about it. I don't think that's even a saying, but this has been stressful for you and Kyle Chisholm, who's over at JGR. This thing has been kind of ups and down. Hopefully you're going to race better with your mind a little more at ease.
Yeah, you know, I hope that's the plan, knowing that we're going to be there next week at this point, because there's been a lot of stressful times, and it's tough for people to understand from the outside looking in. But, man, I've had a kid in these last couple weeks, and I've been back and forth and training and testing, and we've run out of parts. We've run out of money. You know, I've been doing it on my own dime. A lot of people don't understand that. That's tough on a new family.
Yeah.
And just the fact of not knowing that we're going to be there, and I got to find places for my gear and stuff every week, and Millsap's locker and stuff. Luckily, he's a good buddy of mine, let me store my stuff in there the last couple weeks. But, you know, Rockstar and everyone's kind of helping me with this transition as well. And I just, again, can't thank everyone enough for the support they've given us on both ends, you know.
All right, cool, man. Thanks.
Thank you.